Welcome to the Live Your Mission podcast, episode number 4, Deploy and Debrief. We've all got instances in our life that we somewhat regret, decisions that we made that we thought were good at the time, but we found out that they were really very challenging, very difficult, and possibly even sidelined us. Well, back in June of last year, I decided that I was going to start running. I think all of June, I ran like 6 miles. I stepped it up in July, ran all of 9 miles, total miles for the month, not 9 miles at one time. So I figured that I needed some sort of goal, something to really force me to move forward rapidly. And so I decided, myself and one of my buddies, Mark, decided to enter a half marathon. Now, this is all the running I'd ever done, but there was one just a few weeks away, and we figured that this would be the breakthrough. And so August the 24th, we actually began our training, and the half marathon was October the 1st. That's right, about 36 or 37 days later. Sounded good at the time. Well, as you can imagine, when we started out, we did not start out with a burst of fire. We knew that was wrong. So we knew right out of the gate that you're not supposed to do that, that everybody starts out too fast, gets exhausted, and then ends up having to either stop or walk most of the time. And our goal was really to not walk at all, even if we were shuffling. So we started out extra slow as we went up the hill for the first half mile. Mark said that we're in fourth place. And I turned around. It was true. We were fourth from last, but we were in fourth place in reverse order. Everybody else was gone. Our first mile was almost 15 minutes, but this was part of our plan. And so we began to dwindle down our time. And before long, we were crushing it. I mean, we were doing 13-minute miles. We were really letting it rip. Well, about halfway through, about mile 7, I decided that I was feeling pretty good, so I was going to go ahead of Mark, and I took off because I wanted to do a little bit better time in my mind is what I had in the goal line envisioned. So I want to make sure that I was really doing my best. At mile 10, complete uphill, it seems like, very close to Everest. I'm not exactly sure what the name of the street was. And I was almost at the top. I was getting ready to throw up when I heard some people cheering me on. Come on, Paul, come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. With some folks from church. So, you know, I was too embarrassed to throw up right then. So I just continued on up the hill, just barely making it. Turn the corner, mile 12, mile 13, mile 14. We pass what is the finish line because we have to run around another block for the next 0.2 miles. And I thought that I was at the finish line. So I had almost another quarter mile to go. And I was just exhausted at the end. We crossed the finish line. And what do they give you? A steak? Crab leg feast? Nope. Oranges. Just a half a slice of orange. And you can eat as many as you want. But, you know, at that point, you're in severe calorie deficiency. Your body's not used to it. Crawl back to my car. I get home. I'm just laying on the bed. And my legs start to tremble. They're just shaking. Marla comes in and she says, I don't know. That just doesn't seem good for you. No doubt about it. Because my mission was too much in too short a time period. So if we're going to deploy this mission, whatever it may be, whether it's being a better husband, losing weight, impacting our community, being a better parent, being a better worker, you know, whatever it is, whatever our mission is, in order to accomplish it, I want to give you 3 ways to really focus on accomplishing it. 3 8s. Initiate, formulate, and accelerate. And then we'll talk about debriefing. So initiate. This is exactly what we did when we began our marathon or half marathon training. You know, I keep saying marathon in my mind because it felt like it was a full 26.2 instead of the quote 14.1. I said 14.2, but what happened was they actually extended the course, and I think it was 14.25. that we ended up all running. Either way, that's not here or there. No matter what, I felt crippled at the end. So initiate. It begins by initiating the plan, what you designed. We talked about that in the last podcast. So 3 points under initiate. Number 1, a deliberate decision. that you get firmly set in your mind exactly what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, so that it's a clear picture, a finite picture. So this deliberate decision for us was that we're running this half marathon. I mentioned things very casually like become a better worker, but what's the deliberate decision there? Are you going to carry out your work more effectively? Are you going to not procrastinate? Are you going to get to work on time? Are you going to stop leaving early? When it comes to parenting, what are you going to do? Are you going to use less harsh language with your children? Are you going to be less demanding and more asking? Are you going to put up a list of chores rather than going in and just yelling at your child, expecting them to have their room clean? So what's the deliberate decision that you're making? Initiate number two, an immovable deadline. This means that whatever we decide, we've got a certain period that we're going to at least work toward for a checkup or for a debriefing. You know, with raising children, you could be on year one of 18, 19, or 20, right? So you can't simply debrief at the end of 20 years. You need to be doing that all along the way. So it may be that every month you've got this immovable deadline so that at the first of every month you take 30 minutes to sit down and really think about your parenting over the past month. Maybe even talk to your child about that. In fact, I just interviewed Sam, who's 19, and you're going to hear that on an upcoming podcast. I asked him what we did right as parents and what we did wrong. See, that's part of getting in there and debriefing and figuring out what's going on, but it's because I made a deadline. I called him ahead of time, and I said, Sam, when you come home on break, I want us to sit down. I want us to do this interview. We set the date. We did it. So an immovable deadline. It's pretty easy to keep pushing it forward. It's like dieting. If I'm going to start my diet on Monday, but on Monday things don't really work out, I continue eating, so I just push it to Tuesday. See, it was a movable deadline. We got to have something that's immovable that we're not going to change. I couldn't call the promoters of the half marathon and say, you know what, guys, I hate to tell you this, I'm not ready. I'm not in shape. They say, it's going to be embarrassing. My family is literally crying. We need to take this and move it from October 1st to December 1st. I'm going to need a couple of extra months. Well, they wouldn't do that. Why? It's immovable, an immovable deadline. Number three, under initiate, a measurable result. The end of the half marathon, it was the distance, right? Next time, it may be time, not just distance. I've accomplished the distance. Now I may want to shrink my time factor in that. So what is the measurable result that you want? What are you looking for in the relationship? What are you looking for at work? What's going to be the measurable result that you can write down and say, this is how I know that I am at minimum moved toward the mission. It may not be mission accomplished yet, but I actually moved toward the mission. Okay, so initiate. Second, formulate. This is very similar to what we talked about with design, but it's really getting out there and deploying the design and making sure that you're following through with everything. So formulate. Number one, a powerful plan. What did you design in the last podcast? What's your step-by-step process? When we decided to do the half marathon, we went online, typed in half marathon training. There was a guide. We printed it out. In fact, I can see it up on my wall right now. It was a 12-week training guide. Unfortunately, we had to start on week 7, so we didn't have much time left. But I didn't download 7 guides. I didn't have time to go out and study everything on the market. I had to get moving. So get your powerful plan and start it. Secondly, get a peer partner. Who's going to keep you accountable? Who's going to keep you in check? With Mark and I running this together, it's pretty easy for us to do that. But in your parenting, who's going to help you out? Do you have a friend that's going to engage you once a week and say, hey, how you doing with that? Do you have someone at work that's going to challenge you? You know, which can actually be a challenge in and of itself because there's not a lot of people at work that seem to enjoy what they're doing. So find somebody that enjoys it. Make them a peer partner. You're relying on each other. And number three, a public proclamation. Actually put on Facebook, on August the 24th, Mark and I have entered this. And then here came in the comments, oh, you'll do great. You'll love it. Oh, I ran that last year. And so now that I've made it public, boom. I've got to stay with it. See, if it's not public, then I can change my mind and nobody really knows about it and I don't get in trouble, right? So let's say that at work, I decide I'm not going to be late anymore. but I end up being late 2 or 3 days, but I've not told anybody. Well, big deal. Nobody really knows. Nobody knows that I had really made that decision, that I had been out designing this mission and now I've deployed it, because nobody knows anything about it. Now, what if you go to your boss and say, you know what? I know I've been late a lot and I want to turn that around. I wonder if you would keep me accountable. You know, dock my pay $100 every time that I'm late. You know, it may seem over the top, but something along those lines that keeps you accountable. So a public proclamation so that other people know that this is what you're striving for and they can watch you and they can encourage you, or if you need it, they can give you a little bit of the beat down. So initiate, formulate, and accelerate. Under accelerate, training and tracking. So you continue to train in this deployment. Now, even though you've taken on this mission, you don't have all the answers. You've not been down this road most likely before. And so you're in a training process to make yourself better. You're learning along the way. You're staying aware. You discover that what you did at the very beginning was very difficult, and now it's a lot easier. You found out that you've actually got to leave for work not 10 minutes early, but 30 minutes early. No fun, but that's what you found out. You found out exactly how your children respond to your tone and to your physical demeanor. So this is all part of training. It's being aware, seeing some of the results along the way, and making some adjustments. I remember running that first mile back in June. I thought I was going to die. I literally thought I would not make it. And certainly when I ran the 14, I thought that I was going to die as well. Or the I keep saying 14, it was what, 13.1 or something like that. Somebody who's listened this far has been like, would he not quit saying 14 miles? See, in my mind, I have so exaggerated this. In my mind, this distance was so far and so hard, I'm continuing to add distance to it. So 13.1, I think I got it right once and for all. And so with this training, the first mile about killed me. And then as it stretched, it was harder and harder. Now, and this still isn't a lot, but I can go out and run 7 miles really easily. Now, 10 miles is still fairly straining. I'm pretty tired at the end of 10 miles. So, you know, that's part of the training process. Things are very hard to begin with, and then they get a little bit easier. Now, the second point under accelerate is tracking. You need to keep up with what you're doing and how it's going. I mentioned the 6 miles and 9 miles, and then in August, it was something like 24 miles. In September, I did 78 miles. Last month, I did 120 miles total for the month. Okay, so you see there's a progression here. I'm tracking it so that I can figure out exactly how much time I'm putting in, how much energy I'm putting in. I'm keeping a record of what's going on. And listen, that's not easy for me. I hear people all the time talk about keeping records. Most of the time they're accountants. And it's easy for them because that's their wiring. They're very linear. Well, I'm not linear, as you could tell by not getting the half marathon distance right. So I'm not linear. I'm very global. So I don't like to keep track and I don't like to keep records. It's not fun for me. It's not enjoyable. But I can't deny that when I look back at my training and my tracking, I can see how effective I've become. I'm able to see where I'm making strides, where I'm gaining strength, where I'm making breakthroughs. And that happens in every single area of our life. If we're on a mission intellectually, socially, relationally, physically, intellectually, as I need over and over again, spiritually, all of these things, we're able to go in and we're able to see where we've been, where we are, and that allows us to determine how far we've come. And then it allows us to go even further. So that brings us to debriefing. Whether we accomplish the mission or whether we're still on the mission, we need to stop from time to time to make sure we debrief. We find out if this has worked effectively. At minimum, for life in general, we need to debrief once a week, maybe for about 30 minutes, maybe for about an hour. As we review the past week, we see what was effective, and then we project the next week. So let me give you about 3 points under this. Number one, a measurable result. A measurable result. I mentioned that back as number three under initiate. But a measurable result, what actually occurred? and a half marathon. I've got a distance result. I've got a time result. And then something that's a little bit more intangible, I've got my worn out, about to die result. But overall, I've got something I can actually measure. Now, a lot of our life is intangible. It's hard for me to determine just how much closer I am to God if I've got a spiritual mission. It's hard to be very finite with just how much better my relationship with my spouse is. However, at work, I can certainly map out, track, and say I've got a measurable result on how tardy I was or how I was on time and even early the whole time. So that's very important. Secondly, we need to determine if at the level of execution, the level of execution. It may not be perfect execution, but was that, when it comes to effort, was it an 8 of 10? Was it a 7 of 10? Was it a 5 of 10? Was it really half-hearted? Was it a 2 of 10? I really didn't do anything toward the goal at all. Things just kind of happened. I didn't accomplish very much, but I'm not sure, you know, what else is really happening either. And so we've got to think about all those things and realize exactly what it's going to take for us to do what we need to do. And when we can measure and say something along the lines of that was a 5 or that was a 6 or that was an 8, it at least gives us a little bit of insight to our execution level. And we can say we're really being honest and really striving, or truth is, we just half-weighed it and we didn't put a lot into it at all. And we've really got to be honest with ourselves in the debriefing. We have got to say what we really set out to do was for real and was solid, or that instead we made a goal, we decided on a mission, but we really didn't go for it. You know, the truth is, it's rare that we give it 100%. But we ought to at least be giving it 80 to 90% on our mission if we really expect something strong to come out of it. And then finally, in the debriefing, we need to decide if we're going to continue this mission or if it's something that we need to say, you know what, we're done with it. I'm done with that. I'm not going to run anymore, or I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z anymore. Or, you know, I really did try to come to work on time, but, you know, I'm tired of that too. I'm quitting that. But instead that we decide, you know, what's the next leg of the mission? Is it mission accomplished or is it mission continued? And if it's mission continued, then we begin revising our design. We write some new things under our deployment. We make some changes in our initiate, formulate, and accelerate. And then at the end of the next week or the next month or next 6 months, we come in and we debrief again. So we definitely want to debrief once a week for our average life. We want to debrief once a month for the things that we're really working on to find out where we are in the process, what we need to improve, what we need to cancel out, and what changes we want to make. Because whatever we've got planned, it's not going to go exactly like we've got it planned. We've got to make some adjustments. And we've got to turn some things around. Well, I'm still running. It's not always fun. I don't always enjoy it, but I've got a couple of more events that are coming up, a couple of half marathons and even a marathon that I want to do next year. So that's part of the plan. It's part of my mission physically. And sure, that's a little bit shallow, but it's fun. And hopefully it keeps me alive a little bit longer so that the mission can continue. Because when it comes to our life, when it comes to living out what we can bring to our community, what we bring to our world, what we bring to our family and our friends, the better we become, the better the world around us becomes as well. So deploy and debrief. Initiate, formulate, accelerate. Until next time, this is Paul Evans for PaulBEvans.com. Live your mission.